and moments later I left the church with the princess on my arm. Teal's father was a fishmonger. His home was over his shop, down by the waterfront in Gorkham, and throughout our dinner the pleasant smells of the dockside mingled with the odours of boiled cabbage and ham. Afterward we sat in the family drawing-room.
"Cigar, Andrew?" said Teal's father.
"Thank you, sir." I chose one carefully and rolled it in my fingers, as I had seen the men in Vitta do. Frankly, I didn't like the taste of cigars, but the association with manhood was so strong that I could have smoked rope and enjoyed it. Throughout the coffee and cigars, Teal sat with her back to the window, the strong midday sun making her hair more blue than ever. She said hardly a word, but already I knew that this young girl was going to be one of my correspondents, and perhaps a lot more, too. November the 22nd, 1946, my last day at home. I had already said goodbye to Teal and to the other families in Gorkham. Now it was time to take leave of my own family. If only I had known it was the last time I would see Mama, I would have been far less of the dashing soldier going off to war. But I didn't know, and I took Mama's embrace as my due. I thought I looked rather good. At last I had a uniform which fit. I was in excellent physical shape. My hair was cut close army style. Just as I was ready to leave, Mama reached under her apron and pulled out a little book. I knew right away what it would be, her Bible.
"Andrew, will you take this with you?"
Of course, I said yes.
"Will you read it, Andrew?"
"Can you ever say no to your mother?" "You can do no, but you can't say no." I put the Bible in my duffel bag, as far down as it would go, and forgot it. Our transport ship, the Sibayak, landed in Indonesia just before Christmas 1946. My heart raced with excitement at the heavy tropical smells, the sight of naked porters moving up and down the gangplanks, the sounds of the hawkers on the dock trying to get our attention. I shouldered my duffel bag and struggled down the gangplank into the fierce sun of the dockside. I did not guess that within a few weeks I would be killing children and unarmed adults just like the people who crowded around me now. A few of the hawkers were selling monkeys. Each was held by a little chain, and many had been trained to do tricks. I was fascinated by these little creatures with their serious, ancient faces, and stooped to look at one of them more closely.
"Don't touch him!"
I straightened up to find myself facing one of my officers.
"They bite, soldier!"
The officer was smiling, but he was serious.
"Half of them have rabies, you know."
The officer moved on, and I withdrew my hand. The little boy who was holding the monkey chased after the officer, shrieking at him for ruining the sale. I moved back into the line of debarking soldiers, but right then I knew I had to have a monkey of my own.